There will always be people who will be marginalized. My prayer is that we as a people can help them get out and help them see a way out.
Brenda McDuffie, president and CEO of the Buffalo Urban League, knows there will always be work to be done when it comes to the issues surrounding the working poor. There is something she'd like you to keep in mind, though.
When you're trying to work on a daily basis, put food on a table, keep a roof over the head, and raise your children, that's a lot.
While it's challenging, it's not impossible. Even when you're up against those who don't quite understand, the solutions needed are not simple.
There's a whole cadre of people that say, oh, they have to work harder, or they're doing something wrong. I just think we as a community have to step back and really take the time to talk to them and work with them on solutions.
There's help for those who fall above the poverty line but don't earn enough to make ends meet. Michael Wiener from the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County has one resource that helps connect people to the services they need.
Do you know what 211 is? If you and I dial 211 right now, they run a 24/7 information and referral call center. That call center has data that's available on over 30,000 different community resources, from food pantries to where the free tax prep sites are. During holiday season, where do I go to get free toys for my kids?
Providing services isn't the only way they help struggling families.
Our focus is education, financial stability, and health and wellness. It's helping to create financial stability within families, particularly working poor families with young children.
Coordinator of the Housing Department for Buffalo's Urban League, Beverly Moore, explains helping to get the income constrained to a better financial position by understanding where their money goes is an integral part of ensuring a positive future for the working poor.
We give financial empowerment workshops, and we hear all the time is, I don't make enough money, or I can't budget. We can kind of shift their thinking, empower them, so they'll be more in charge of their money as opposed to their money being in charge of them.
Financial empowerment isn't just for adults. By taking a dual approach to the problem and also empowering kids, they're hoping to change the cycle of straddling the poverty line to a cycle of practical money solutions.
We want them to have the skills and the tools to make smart decisions as far as their money and pass that information on to their family members.
Along with practical solutions, there is one other thing Brenda McDuffie feels is necessary for those who struggle to make ends meet.
We have to give them hope. We have to show them it can be done. And it gets done every day. And we have to tell those stories.
Bridget Jaipal-Valenza, WBFO News.